It is that time. It's Wednesday. It's hump day, which, of course, it means Would You Rather Wednesday. Last week, you gave me a multiple choice one, so I'm going to give you a multiple choice one this week.
Ooh, let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay, you can only pick one out of these four options.
Okay.
In what sport would you rather be a professional athlete in? Football, basketball, baseball, or other?
Basketball.
Basketball.
For multiple reasons. First of all, basketball is my favorite sport. It's a sport I've been playing since I was 4 years old. I got the love of the game from my dad, and that sort of trickled down. My little brother loved the game too, but football was sort of his sport. He was a very, very good football player. He plays college football now. Yeah. He's 6'3", 260.
Oh yeah, he's a beast whenever I see the photos.
Yeah, I'm 5'9", 150 pounds, so obviously I don't know where he got his size from. It makes no sense. My dad's 5'10", my mom's 5'6", I'm 5'9", my sister's about 5'5", and he's 6'3". It makes zero sense whatsoever. You know, I don't know what the mailman looked like, but I mean, I guess we'll see.
You did not just make that joke.
That's the joke that we make all the time. We make that joke all the time. All the time.
I can't believe you just said that on a sports podcast. All right, go ahead, basketball.
But for multiple reasons. Basketball is my favorite sport. And, you know, we've seen recently over the last 10 years how much money just like mediocre NBA players make. You know? I mean, good Lord. Some of these NBA guys just making stupid money they average like 6 points a game, and they're like, yeah, we'll give you a 4-year, $40 million deal.
Alex Caruso.
Alex Caruso in Chicago. Timothy Mozgov when the Lakers signed him a few years ago. Chandler Parsons in Dallas.
Dude, I'm already down bad. You didn't have to point out the Mozgov.
I'm going to put you even further down bad because that was a stupid idea.
I'm going to be 6 feet under here in a second if you keep going at this.
Well, I mean, take it easy. But, you know, there's so much money to be made in the NBA. Now, like, of course, like, you have the best chances of, like, making a professional roster, I should say, in the MLB, right? You have the best chances of becoming a pro in the MLB. You have the best chances of playing at the highest level in the NFL. But to make the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time, the NBA is your best bet. At the highest points, you might make more money, right? Like, if you're amongst the best, right? If you're a top five, top 10 player in the NFL or in the MLB, yeah, you're going to make a ton of money, i.e. Mike Trout's contract, Albert Pujols' contract, A-Rod's contract, Patrick Mahomes' contract, the contract that Josh Allen just signed with the Bills. You know, if you're at the highest level of the sport, you're going to make more money in the MLB or in the NFL. But if you are a middle of the pack, run of the mill, you know, even a bench warmer or a guy that's maybe not, and then even a starter, the second or third guy off the bench, you are a guy that's going to make, I don't know, $6 to $8 million a year, maybe more. So, I would go with basketball in a heartbeat.
Yeah, for me, it'd be baseball. Like grew up loving baseball. It's my favorite sport of all time. And also, not to the extent of basketball, but somewhat to it, you can get paid a lot of money for not being, you know, the guy or an all-star. You can get paid a lot of money to be like a starting second baseman that'll like bat eighth, will have good speed, you know, something like that. Not to the extent, of course, of basketball, like I said.
Just have to wait forever.
Sure. That's true.
I don't know what it's called. You have to have like a 6-year experience or something. Oh,
arbitration.
Yeah.
That's true, though. Yeah. Yeah, that's also another flaw with baseball. But anyway, I digress. Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. But nah, I'd still go with baseball. I'd do anything right now to. I would completely drop everything and go play baseball at a professional level if I could right now. But obviously, my time has come and gone.
I mean, think about this. Pete Alonso is one of the top power hitters in Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
He won the Home Run Derby this year, obviously, which gives you, it's like $1 million bonus. Yeah. Right? It's like $1 million bonus for winning the Home Run Derby. He made more money winning the Home Run Derby in 2 hours than his salary for the season with the New York Mets because of that 6-year requirement, that arbitration that he's having to deal with as a guy that hasn't been in Major League Baseball for long. That's nuts.
Indeed. That's crazy. And I'm pretty sure he's making less money than Bobby Bonilla, but...
He's currently on contract for $676,000 in 2021.
That's a lot of money, though, but like you said, not as much as, you know, you could be making in the NBA or, hell, even the NFL at that point. But no, I'd still go baseball. I love it so much. Like I said, I'd drop everything if I had the ability to just play professional baseball. Hell, if I was just a bench warmer, like if I got, say, 60 to 80 at-bats a season, started maybe 4 or 5 games, you know, replacing guys like Nolan Arenado or Paul Goldschmidt or whatever, just like filling in spots, I'd do in a heartbeat. But, all right, what do you got for your Would You Rather Wednesday?
For my Would You Rather Wednesday, I have got, and this is a thought out question.
Ooh, a thought out.
You know, I just want to point out, by the way, I just to confirm here, when Pete Alonso hit 53 home runs in 2019, his contract was $555,000.
Yeah, because he was a rookie, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
So.
And hit 53 home runs, 120 RBIs. Boggles my mind. So, me, myself, you know, I am an engaged person.
Congrats.
And so, looking for, like, wedding venues, we've talked, like, where we would want to go for our honeymoon, so and so forth. So, we were looking, and, you know, one place that my fiance really always wanted to go was, like, Hawaii. We've looked at, like, cruises and stuff, which I am so, so against because I get motion sick. So, we're looking at places in Hawaii, and, you know, I found one place that I was, like, really, really interested in, and it got me thinking about this Would You Rather Wednesday segment yesterday. Would you rather, you know, spend a week in a hotel underwater or in space?
Underwater. I'd go underwater. Because I don't think, like, my brain could process being outside of the Earth for a full week. Like, think about it. You're, like, in, like, a space shuttle hotel, and I know we're speaking fictionally here because, obviously, they're not going to build any hotels underwater, but I digress.
There are actually hotel rooms that are underwater Hawaii.
Well, of course, Hawaii.
Yeah.
But anyway, I digress.
And there's other ones, like there's one in Dubai and places like that.
Sure, sure. But anyway, yeah, I just couldn't process the fact that, like, I'd be out of space and just, like, have no gravity. I'd be more freaked out of anything if I went out in space and spent a week there in a hotel room. But underwater, man, that'd be so cool. Because, for one, I know I'd be safe because I'm sure I have, like, a glass panel that's, like, bulletproof, the strongest, you know, whatever and everything. No sharks or anything are going to get to me. And number two, seeing all the aquatic wildlife, like seeing all the different fishes, like I just said, sharks, whales, whatever, seeing all of that, it'd be beautiful. It'd be awe-inspiring. It'd be amazing. So I'd spend a week in an underwater hotel than being out in space when there's literally nothing there in space except you looking at a picture of Earth or just like looking at Earth from an outside point of view.
Yeah, that, I mean, just the giant vacuum of space. Like, no thanks.
Yeah.
I'm cool. And like these underwater hotels, like, it's not like they're 200-300 feet underwater.
No.
Right?
No.
Like, I mean, they're like 20-30 feet underwater.
Sure.
At best. So like you're completely submerged, but like, you know, in the event that like the glass broke or whatever, like you could
swim up.
You could theoretically swim up.
Hopefully now, you can swim.
Who knows what happens in that situation? I mean, things happen. But I mean, if the window broke and you were staying in space or in the stratosphere, right? If you're hundreds of thousands of feet above the ground,
oh, you're dead.
It's instantly. Game over.
Yeah,
it's absolute game over. That makes me so nervous. And I'm just looking at all these like underwater hotel rooms and things like that, and they look so cool. They look so cool. And water makes me way less nervous than space does.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we even going to space? Like,
exactly.
That makes me nervous, okay? That, you know, like, I don't, no. No, absolutely not. Stop going to space and
the thought of
go
space.
Go underwater and try to determine, because, like, I think the last I saw, like, only 6% or 7% of the world's oceans
have been
explored. Like,
let's explore that. Let's explore what we have here.
Come on, let's try to find out if the Loch Ness Monster is real, folks. Like, come on.
Let's see if we can find Atlantis.
I mean, pitter-patter, let's get at her.
That's an Iowa term.
That's a Letterkenny thing. I don't know. If you've ever seen Letterkenny, I highly recommend. If there's anybody listening to this podcast under the age of like 16, don't watch Letterkenny. yeah. I don't want you listening to what I have to say and then going and watching Letterkenny and going to your parents and say, well, these guys on this podcast said it was really good.
Yeah.
And your parents have to, like, you know, come at my neck via my Twitter messages. Be like, what are you teaching my kid? Like, no. I was just, you know.
To the kids of the four listeners that listen to this podcast.
Yeah, I'm old. I'm old enough. I'm 23, 24 years old. I find it funny, okay?
Yeah.
I'm not recommending that your teenage kids watch it. That's just, but it is. It's such a funny show, and I think you'd really enjoy it, Matt. So
almost,
I would recommend it.
Another thing with space is that it also makes me nervous the fact that there is just like an infinite universe out there. Like, we can't even comprehend it, and it's just out there.
Yeah.
And unless we have some incredible, we're the world. We continually, you know, get better with technology and the advancements in technology. But the fact that there's just an infinite world out there, like, we could be in a different universe. There could be another Earth, which I'm sure there is. We just haven't discovered it yet.
So what you're saying is that there might be a multiverse?
Maybe. Which, it's just, like I said, mind-boggling. Like, you can't comprehend it.
Nice little little Marvel tidbit.
Yeah, a little Marvel tidbit. Actually, did you see the video that I liked on Twitter earlier today? It was like the minute fight scene with Doctor Strange, I think is what his name is.
Yeah, Doctor Strange and Thanos.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was underrated.
Oh, so good.
Not thinking about it.
So good. I found this yesterday, or maybe even this morning, about just this outrageous number here. So across Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube, the Spider-Man No Way Home trailer has accumulated a total combination of more than 100 million views in just 14 hours.
Crazy.
I mean, that...
I'm not one of those 100 million, by the way.
They
haven't seen it
yet. They just sat and they took so long to put the trailer out. Like, they put the Eternals trailer out before the Spider-Man No Way Home trailer, and they just took so long putting this trailer out. And I mean, it's smart on their part, right? They've hyped up this movie so much because of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, the trailer looked so good. They've got what appears to be, right, there's some hints at possibly like the Sinister Six coming out, coming as a part of this. And there have been different characters included in the Sinister Six between, like, you know, like Lizard has been a part of the Sinister Six. Vulture, who was the primary villain in Spider-Man Homecoming.
Okay.
They've pointed out Green Goblin. Green Goblin was teased in the trailer, as well as Doc Ock from the original Spider-Man series with Tobey Maguire. There appears to be Electro, which is from Amazing Spider-Man. Sandman from Spider-Man 3, the Tobey Maguire. So I don't know who else you're gonna have included in that. So between those guys, you've got five. So who's going to be the sixth one? Is it going to be Mr. Negative, which is Martin Lee, which if you've ever played the Spider-Man video game on PlayStation 4, he's the primary villain in that. It could be Rhino, who is in Amazing Spider-Man 2. So, you know, there's a lot to be excited about.
You know, you talk about video games. For the first time in a long time, I'm actually addicted to a video game now.
What's that?
Like, you know, addicted in the fact of, like, you may show up a little bit late to work, you show up a little bit late to school playing it. I wasn't late to work, by the way. It's just one of those things. Like, you know, your routine is delayed because you're playing another mission on it. It's Infamous Second Son.
Mm.
Did you ever play the original Infamouses on the PlayStation 3? Or?
No, I didn't.
Oh, such a great series. I played the first two, of course, on the PlayStation 3 growing up, and really... The games itself were fantastic, but I kind of just, like, drifted off, and I thought, okay, well, Infamous 2, there were a lot of, you know, ties cut in, and, you know, it had its proper ending. Well, now, they've come out with a Second Son, which is obviously another game in another timeline, very similar to what we played in Infamous 1 and 2. And what's weird is that it was one of those games on PlayStation where you can get them for free, but I didn't download it. I just kind of glanced over, but I downloaded it recently, and dude, it's addicting. It's so much fun.
Mm.
I love it. I'm actually going to go back. Whenever we're done with this, I have to stay here for a couple hours afterwards. I'm going to go back and rewatch the ending of Infamous 2 just to get myself caught up on things that could be going on in Infamous Second Son. So
there you go.
But no, it's about this guy that has like electronic abilities that can do a lot of things with electricity, like shooting it out of his hands. Oh, man, it's so cool. I love those games where it's just superhuman-like. I love it. Though I haven't played Spider-Man, though. Probably should try that out.
It's so good. It is. I mean, you know, I need to, you know what I need to do, Matt? Considering I am an avid, you know, movie watcher, TV show guy, I'm an avid video game player. I need to just write down like a bunch of video games that I would recommend that you play that you may have played, may have not played, and you just go in and play them so that you can come back in and you can be like, hey man, you were right. This game's dope.
What? Actually, sometime while you're working overnight, so I should spend the shift with you and just play video games here or watch movies for that matter.
I mean, that's fair.
If the internet holds up here.
Good point. I mean, apparently now we're having difficulties with the air conditioning.
Yeah. Can you feel it, by the way?
Like, oh, man.
It's so night
it's
and day.
It's insane. I mean, you come over here to, and anybody who's, I mean, a lot of people listening to this podcast probably haven't been in this building before.
Right.
But there is, like, this building is sort of separated in a way. There's multiple entrances to get in and out. The primary entrance isn't the one that we use for the most part. We use, like, the side entrance to get in most easily. Well, right by where our production studio is in the KWTO studio, the air conditioning has gone out. So it's, like, 80 degrees on the right side of our building here. And then as soon as you walk past those two studios and you get into the hallway by, like, the Real Country studio, over here by the Dove and the Jock studios,
our sister station,
you can feel the air conditioning, and it feels like it goes from 80 degrees to 50 degrees. Like, I go from sweating to freezing in about 4 seconds. It makes no sense whatsoever. It's the most bizarre thing. And they've got, like, fans running in those two studios because there's constantly people in there. But it's one of those things. Like, the air conditioning still isn't quite working in this studio, but it's still, like, 20 degrees cooler in this studio without air conditioning than those are. I don't know why, but that's just the way it is.
Yeah. And summer is coming to a close, but, I mean, it's still hot. I think the high today in Springfield is, like, 97. Once again, we're under a heat advisory till tomorrow.
Yeah.
And, man, thinking you were talking about Friday night football games. These games right here are the toughest ones. Like, the late August, early September ones when temperatures at game time are, like, 80 to 85. Heat index at, like, 90 to 95. Have water breaks every, like, 5 or 10 minutes. Yeah. It's very easy to call whenever you're in an air-conditioned press box, but playing it on the field... No, thank you. All right, this has been a good podcast. I've really enjoyed this. A lot better than I thought we did yesterday, or me personally.
Oh, we did fine yesterday.
You did fine. I played I podcasted about as well as the Cardinals played the Tigers yesterday.
Oh, hey-o.
Yeah. So what we talk about? I complained and moaned about the Cardinals for like the first 3 minutes. Then we talked some football. Sony Michel getting traded to the Rams. Trevor Lawrence going to the Jaguars.
Being announced as the starter for the Jaguars.
Starting for the Jaguars. He wasn't traded. Then we talked a little bit about Royals baseball, a little bit more football talk, and then, of course, our Would You Rather Wednesday. So
we also talked about how the Springfield Cardinals were thoroughly embarrassed on the bump yesterday.
And are historically trash. All right, Logan, we'll do it again tomorrow, and we got therapy session Thursday coming up. I'll tell you what, if the Cardinals lose again today in the fashion that they did, I'm going to... reiterate my frustrations that were a therapy session Thursday a long time ago, which is a part of our intro, by the way. So be ready for that. If they don't lose, then I don't know what I'm going to talk about. So
we may have to do a couple of takes on the podcast tomorrow if the Cardinals lose. We're going to have to maybe bleep out some expletives Matthew Frizzell.
A lot of editing. A
lot of editing tomorrow. That's the beauty of pre-recording.
Yeah, that's the beauty of podcasts. And this has been the Rookie Sports Report Podcast for a Wednesday. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Bye.